This is your host, G-Flex, telling you and yours maximum respect. Yo Z. I man is a man. We're in DOS, the thing called Mary Jane. So stay blessed, yes? That not give you no stress. I just maximum respect, yes? Let's go now. Press gas, boys, watch the speed. Press gas, boys, watch the speed. Me I cruise, me I listen to the vibes. Press gas, boys, watch the speed. Press gas, boys, watch the speed. I me I ride, me I listen to the vibes. Everything nice, everything alright. Press gas, boys, me I watch the speed. Press gas, boys, me I watch the speed. I me I cruise, me I listen to the vibes. A G flex him sound so nice. Press gas, me I listen to the vibes. Press gas, me, I listen to the vibe. CKUT, me, I mash up the. Yes, Montreal. Yes to the world. Keep surviving, yes? Until next time, same place.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
Love is life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
You got to get messed up sometimes. You got to get your feelings hurt. You got to get disappointed. You got to get told no. You're going to ask somebody for some money. He going to tell you no. That's just dirt. See, you get tripped out because you got dirt on you. But you need dirt on you to develop. Because dirt ain't just dirt. Dirt is fertilizer. Dirt is nutrients. Dirt gives you the strength for your seed to push through. See, you get mad when haters come your way. You get mad because you get a setback. Yeah. You get mad because you get thrown off course. You get mad because you get a detour. That's just dirt. You get mad because they talking about you. That's dirt. You get mad because you lost your mama. That's dirt. But show me something that has grown into something beautiful that didn't have no dirt on it. You got to have dirt on you to grow into what God got for you.
You're rocking with Matty Phillip on the Morning Detour. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes. Montreal, my city. It's the Morning Detour. This is the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Let's kick it off with that new Summer Walker. It's number five this morning. We're going to show you how we do on beat. Hey, DJ Maddie. Hey, DJ Maddie, I heard she's still over it. I heard she's still over it. The best morning show in the country. We on Fridays. Summer Walker. We in the building. Catch us live on the YouTube, on the Facebook, The Morning Detour. We're We're coming to you live from DG Kicks, 6714 Fielding. Numbered vibes this morning, the new Summer Walker. Still over it, November 12th. Montreal, my city, you getting ready for work? You getting the kids ready? You coming off of that overnight? You know, next 2 hours, Moon Chaser, Lolo, DJ Maddie. We gonna carry you through. It's November 12th. It's about that time, get them tires on. Winter's around the corner. Summer Walker. Let's go.
Like a circus, running around, chasing you down. I'm hoping that it's worth it, 'cause holding you up is breaking me down. If you want it full time, want that day to day, I got that tiger eye, jumping through the flame, make you feel alive, keep you entertained. Ain't no bullseye, let's get straight to the truth. You
So much events at the end of this month. It's cuffing season as well.
There's only one more chase. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
Our only drug is hip hop.
Love is love.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
This shit feel like a circus. Running around, chasing you down. I'm hoping that it's worth it. It's holding you up.
The Guardians of the Galaxy in the building.
If you want it full time,
it's R&B, baby.
I got the tiger eye, jumping through the flame. Woo. Make you feel alive.
I feel it, ma.
Ain't no bullseye. Let's get straight to the truth.
Chasing for that love in the morning, DJ Maddie. Show them how we do R&B. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. We on Fridays, 514, baby.
There's only one more chase. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
Our only drug is hip hop.
Love is life.
It's the Morning Detour. I wanna start with your mama.
She's gonna whoop your ass. Girl, you ain't shit. But she don't care 'cause you lit.
This the one, Maddie.
Paying for trips, this cars, the one. Bags. And bought the crib. But she never call you out.
Nah.
She like the way that she lives. But that's some foul shit. She wasn't even around when you ain't had no money. That's why I find it funny. I guess that guilt hit hard being gone for so long. That's why she makes excuses. All your wrongs. And what's the point in keep on having kids if she just gonna be raising him? That's just pure laziness. I don't get it, is you trying to keep up with Thug? Is you raising him? Crazy how you really think that shit's cute. Be embracing it, oh. It really don't get no worse than you. You ain't even got the nerve to stand up on your word.
Bring that track back.
I wanna start with your mom and she should've whooped your ass. Girl, you ain't shit, but she don't care 'cause you lit.
paying for trips, cars, bags, and bought the crib. But she never call you out.
Nah.
She like the way that she live. But that's some foul shit. She wasn't even around when you ain't had no money. That's why I find it funny. I guess that guilt hit hard being gone for so long. That's why she makes excuses for all your wrongs. And what's the point in keep on having kids if she just gonna be raising him? That's just pure laziness. I don't get it. Is you trying to keep up with Thug? Is you raising him? Crazy how you really think.
Easy's all in this song, you know what I mean?
Embracing it, oh.
Hey.
It really don't get no worse than you.
Guardians of the Galaxy, you got it right here, right?
To stand up on your word.
Big up Lolo, wherever you are.
Oh, no, 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 oh. Oh, no, 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 huh. What was you telling him? What was you telling him?
Montreal, my
You're
city,
rocking
709.
With Matty Phillip on the Morning Detour. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Don't start no shit, won't be no shit, baby.
This that new Summer Walker.
No, I'm never that.
Spill over it. It's the Morning Detour. We on Fridays.
Right,
you know how we do things. Let's go.
You always gonna go be my baby. Niggas be in my ear about you.
Hold on, hold on. Someone just hit me up and said, DJ Matt, you got a mic now? We go through transformations up here on a Friday morning.
Bob.
Listen, I'm feeling kind of emotional, that Summer Walker. Still not over it. DJ Matty, walk me through. You can catch us at the Rhythm and Brunch on November 28th. It's going down. Tickets are available. The link is on the IG. The Morning Detour, my city. Let's talk to you. Let's go.
Don't start no shit, won't be no shit, baby. Oh, I'm loving that, you got me so crazy. Baby, those off right after, that's how I know it's good. You always gonna, gonna be my baby. Niggas be in my ear about you, oh, that ain't right. Bitch be in my ear about you, no, that ain't right. No, no, no.
Summer got me emotional, Maddie. Feeling emotional off that summer this morning.
Hey. Know this shit might look out of them, but it ain't for them to get. It's for us and that's for them. They don't know what's going on, all up in our Kool-Aid. Maybe I took that shit too far. Toxic, ooh, toxic, yeah.
Tell you something, this is how you sing about love. Summer Walker's on something else. Montreal, my city, we got the gray skies this morning. But I'ma carry us through. I'ma carry us through this morning. It's the Morning Detour. DJ Maddie.
I hope it ain't true, they say about you.
Lola.
I want this. Best tentacles to flaunt this. Hoping I don't get embarrassed by one of these hosts. I'll be doing shit, but you never know. Funny how you never fall into your phone. I wanna walk away, but wait a phone. Believe it, you need it, you want it, and I see it through. Know this shit might look out of them, but it ain't for them to get. It's for us and that's for them. They don't know what's going on. All up in the Kool-Aid. Maybe I took that shit too far. Toxic,
yeah.
Ooh, toxic, yeah.
I'm on handling the pain and I'm for the smell to see is it wet or not. Ain't got a key, she comes to the room. I tell the front desk to let her up. She five away, I like I'm ready. I'm just getting up to freshen up. I told her my head hurt. She told me to get a BC and a 7-up. Deleted my call log. I know that she thirsty. She say I'm a nigga, ain't nobody perfect. Keeping my gun inside of her purse. Say I talk nasty in all of my verse.
Yeah. Good morning, Montreal, my city. 7:14 in the morning. This is the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Sweezy Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. I'm alongside DJ Maddie, Larina XO. Things is happening. Things is happening. We don't have a new mayor. It's the same mayor. Valley Park won again, huh?
Garbage.
You got to turn up your mic a little bit. So hopefully you guys all went out and voted over the weekend. And we have the same here again, Valerie Plante. So I guess we have an eco-friendly kind of city moving forward for the next good while, right? That's the initiative she kind of went on this time around. But it would have been interesting to me for us to have Ballarama holding us, to have like a black mirror just for once. You know, can Montreal feel like Baltimore just one time, DJ Maddie? You got to turn on your mic.
Yep.
So how do you feel about DJ Maddie? You know, you're happy with the turnout? You know what I mean? You're happy with the... the consistency of our voting system, we're sticking with Valerie Plante. You happy with where we're going with this?
I don't know, man. Like, you know what? So many people was complaining about me, man. Like, complaining about Valerie this, Valerie that. But at the end of the day, they did business. They knew who they wanted. But you know right. Some people do that to pick your mouth, to see what side you're going on, and then they just reverse. They stab you in the back.
Well, listen, man, hopefully we have some good things coming for the city, man. We've been through a lot, man. We're coming off this pandemic, and now we're going through our toughest vibe when you're a Montrealer. We have to deal with this harsh winters. It feels like the whole year is divided in two, kind of, Matt. You know, we have 6 months kind of like so-so, moody kind of weather, and then we have 6 months of just harsh winters. They're saying this year we're expecting to have a lot of snowstorms.
Yeah, too much snow, man. Too much snow, too much ice. It's going to be the rootless, rootless coldness time ever.
Listen, that's gonna be wild, man. Hey, when I'm buying like 5 different sets of full body long john sets. I want the double thermal. I want what they're using in Antarctica. I want that North Face joint. Full. You know what I mean? If you don't have your whole long john set, I don't know what you want. I want the onesie one there, Maddie. the onesie one. So this morning we have an amazing show. We have a lot of parties happening in the month, man. You know, where do I start? You know, you have Rhythm and Brunch on November 28th. Have a great interview with them, 92.8 Agency. Spoke with my man, Mr. Cool. So that's happening on November 28th at OZ Studio. We have Canada Lockdown, The Bashment. You know what I mean? November 27th, DJ Maddie, Dr. Shaker, DJ Exclusive, Royalty Sounds, The Mad Team. That's November 27th.
And many more. That's not it. It's just that you don't have room to put enough on the flyer.
Okay, so let's talk about it. I'm hearing some people are resident to get tickets because they don't know the details. But one thing comes to mind. If someone's going to throw a party in a city like Montreal, I would think they're going to be organized. I'm going to think, like, even though the DJs they're going to bring to the table, somebody may not know, you're not going to do a party in Montreal and the DJs are flop. People walk out the party.
You know what I'm saying?
People walk out the party. And then on top of it, your name is on it. How many... You know what I mean? Your favorite, most likely your favorite
respect
DJ.
The name.
Your favorite DJ is most likely talking about you somewhere in there. You know what I mean? I ain't throwing gas at it. But that's kind of when we have it. And we also have Big Will, Sip and Paint, that's happening before, same location.
Bam.
Big Will is killing it, man.
Don't forget, Not Nice.
Not Nice. Not Nice. Years in the game. You know, when they open up the Promoters Hall of Fame, they're going to have Not Nice in there. Hold on a second. We have a call coming through early in the morning. Hello, good morning.
Morning. What's good?
What's good? Okay, Montreal, my city, we have a Hall of Fame DJ. You know what I mean? I think next year they're going to induct him. In his town, they built statues about him. He can't even go back to the islands. You know what I mean? Y'all say y'all don't know some of the DJs on the list? I brought Dr. Shake in the building. What's going on, family?
Ain't nothing much, man. Just chilling. Just now looking to go sleep. Now finish some remixes. Trying to go sleep in a little bit.
You see that?
Yeah.
You see that? The creative genius. Y'all never sleep. So listen, Dr. Shaker, November 27, you're coming up here. You're one of the fire DJs we have on this Canada Lockdown.
Yeah.
What can we expect from you? What you bringing up? What kind of dub play thing you bringing up, man? What kind of exclusive you have?
It's a party, man. It's a party, no dubs. What if a man try to disrespect? And I know ain't nobody coming to do that.
Yeah, okay, listen. Montreal's been starving for a good dance hall party. You know, no disrespect to the DJs we have, but sometimes, you know, you need some new blood. You got to mix it up. You're coming up.
Yeah.
You're coming
definitely
in for...
Definitely, you know, you don't want to... As the song say, you don't want no one-away thing. Yeah.
So what? So what are we looking at? A little bit of soca, a little bit of dance hall? You know, you're going to shell it down?
Because, Yeah, a little bit of soca, a little bit of dance hall. Throw in a little bit of, you know, a little bit of zouk in there.
Hold on. Dr. Shaker, you do a little bit of Compa Delight, too? You get mixy with the Zookin thing? A little Kale in the listen, I got a brunch I got to host on the 28th, huh? You know, y'all trying to mess me up on the 27th. Dr. Shaker, don't make me grab the mic I can in the lockdown. Don't make me host the greatest dancehall party to close out 2021 in this building.
Man, come through. Bless the place. We come through and bless your place. Simple as that.
All right. You know, say less. Have you been to Montreal before, Dr. Shaker?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For the past 7 years, maybe every 4 or 5 times a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going...
Never came to play, like, all the time. Just once in a while, I'll come and play, mostly in Ottawa.
No. People on your level, special. You know what I mean? I can't have you all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like Mariah Carey at Christmas. It's a special thing when you come around, Dr. Shaker. November 27th, Montreal, my city. Get your tickets now. You can DM The Morning Detour. The links are up there on our IG, Facebook, all of that. Canada Lockdown, Dr. Shaker, DJ Maddie, DJ Exclusive, Royalty Sounds, The Mad Team, November 27th.
And many more.
It
might have some special things passing through, too.
Hey, listen, I love you. Listen, I told my brother already, just let me hold the cordless mic. You know what I mean? I don't host by the DJ booth, Dr. Shaker. I'm in the crowd with the people. I want to get in touch with them. November 27th, Canada Lockdown. Dr. Shaker, I appreciate you. Thank you this morning.
Yes, man. You know, maybe like I was telling him yesterday, maybe I might have one or two of my celebrity friends passing through. Never know who's there, who's going to be there.
Don't say that in this city, because, you know, they clock crazy in the city. So, Dr. Shaker, let me let you go. Yeah. Good morning to you.
Yeah.
Get your rest.
November 27th,
November 27th, we link up Canada Lockdown. You know how we do things, man.
Yes, man.
All right.
Blessed until such time.
Bless. Yo, that's crazy. It's going down. He say, you never know which one of my celebrity friend will come true with.
And it's not no joke.
No, I know that joke. I see the thing.
It's our family, right? So he's partnering like Shaggy and all that.
Yeah,
boys.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, we got to play some. We got action packed show. We also have DJ Denise from Vancouver. I'm going out. I'm doing a live show December 4th. DJ Matt, I'll be in Vancouver. I'm doing the Oki and Wheezy coast to coast. My first show is almost sold out. So we looking good, man. I'm going to the West Coast. I'm gonna spread the gospel of Wheezy. So excited morning we have you this morning, Montreal, my city. Let's play some more new music. Yo, Maddie, hit them with some of that new Travis Scott. Give them some of that new Travis Scott, man. Yeah. I put Travis Scott in some deep water, man. They found they see somebody else died after that concert. That concert was wild. The Astroworld thing really went left. But yeah, kick them off. We have, you know, you got two new Travis Scotts there. Kick them off. It's The Morning Detour. It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. And this is how we do Fridays.
There's only one mood chaser. Nobody is this hyped this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
Bob.
Love this life.
It's The Morning Detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Yeah. It's The Morning Detour, baby. It's that new Travis Scott. We on Fridays. That's how we do things, yeah.
I stopped the face and could just start erasing. But wait, it open gates and it just stop parading.
DJ Maddie, you catch him at Canada Lockdown, November 27th. Dr. Shaker, DJ Exclusive, The Mad Team. It's a BYOB, you know how we do things.
12-figure state plan, that was the escape plan. But hey, investigating, that was a waste. Man, but wait, I stopped the face and could just start erasing. But wait, it open gates and it just stop parading. Oh, like, he out the basement on one floor where it's vacant. She feeling anxious to be out where it's dangerous. Okay, love how to change it, especially how I bang it. Okay, Jamaican Spanglish, she mixed up in the language. Hey, babe, that wipe me draining. Just have it if you sang it, okay. That Birkin, she just needs some encouragement. Fix that attitude, she thinks she need a surgeon. Okay, I trust some gratitude, I put you in that altitude.
you in that magnitude again. I'm Blake Bliber, hate investigating. That was a waste, man, but wait, I stopped the face and could just start erasing. But wait, it opened gates and it just stopped parading. Oh, like he out the basement on one floor where it's vacant. She feeling anxious to be out where it's dangerous. Okay, love how to change it, especially how I bang it. Okay, Jamaican Spanglish, she mixed up in a language. Hey, back that wipe me draining. Just have it if you sang it, okay.
Yeah. This is your morning show. Mo Chaser, DJ Manny, the Guardians of the Galaxy in the building.
Cussing the things.
It's that new Travis Scott.
Cussing the wings.
The mighty CKT 90.3 FM. It's Friday morning, November 12th.
Cussing the link. Cover the back of the line. Front cover magazine. Cover your eyes. Cut it up back of the V. Yeah, I can mistreat. Just like the Travis and V.
Yes, and let's not forget, condolences to all the family and friends that lost someone at that last Astroworld concert. You know what I mean? You try to celebrate hip-hop, and it's always a heartful thing when things go left. Man, R.I.P., man.
Cussing the things, cussing the wings. I had to cuss in the vibe, cussing the link. Cover the back of the lie, front cover magazine. Cover your eyes, cut it up back of the V. Yeah, I can mistreat, just like the Travis and Jean. My misery, really ain't nothing to see. I got a travel of V, I like the travel of V. Bring out a bag of the weed, and I tell you I got my weed. I had a lot to achieve. Blew it out in a relief. Took it down, now you relieve. Rather you leave. Then you go back out on me.
Yeah.
Don't throw no daggers at me. You gotta shoot them at least. You know my dial is supreme. Hopping in houses, we moving at rapid speed. Like it's a track we meet. We gotta time this thing. We gotta find some Z's.
Friday, I tell you, man. This how you vibe on them. DJ Maddie. The More Detour.
We all in the count.
That new Travis Scott.
My models caused by the couch. You want to wait with a wave. Stacks in my pouch. You know it jump at the house. You come with two when it's late. Know the brown one is my fave. Then my brown gon' walk you out. Step by step, watch yourself. Cleanest got anything you might have left. I couldn't do none of this by myself. With my VO, they in the tub. I gave you 50 to boost up your butt. I gave you the juice, you rather give up. I tried to chew you, you rather go club. Know what to do, you rattle me up. Common denominator.
Yeah. Montreal, my city, November 12th. This is the number one morning show in the country. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser.
Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
I guess you won't. You wanted to drop, Manny.
Yeah. CKT 90.3 FM.
Yeah. Montreal, my city. You know how we do things. 7:27 in the morning. That's everybody getting ready for work. Everybody hitting me up. Things is happening. Party weekend, end of the month. We still got the same man, Valerie Plante. Yesterday, November 11th, was Remembrance Day. So shout out to all our veterans, for all our Army personnel and active service. Going to war is tough, DJ Matty. What do you think?
It's not easy, bro. It's not easy.
Yo, listen, I love movies like Platoon and, man, all the war joints, good, man. Saving Private Ryan, all those joints. But I don't think I have it in me, man. War is different. Like, when you mentally think about it, you have to take somebody else's life to defend your land or your country or to push back invaders.
In the Bible, right? An eye for an eye, right?
So listen, man, I don't know, man. Listen, man, they got to do a new Passion of the Christ. So things is moving, Maddie. A lot of different things. They say the pandemic is making more people not go back to work. That CERB thing. Is that how you're feeling? You want to go back? A lot of people are quitting their jobs in record numbers, especially in the States.
Well, they're quitting in record numbers because the government gives them a lot of bad vibes, you know, towards a lot of them things, you know what I mean? So, you know, if you've been working so hard for the government and doing so much things for them and they turn around and stab you in the back,
yeah,
it's very most likely like people just gonna give up.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So let's open up here. Let's start off with a little bit of health. So Health Canada adds autoimmune disorder warning to AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. So Health Canada is going to update the labels for the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines to add ITP, an autoimmune condition, as a potential side effect. So I guess for a little bit for older people. Now, what are you giving me that face for? But everything has side effects, man. So in a statement on Tuesday, the agency said very rare cases of ITP have been reported internationally after receiving the Vax, Varia, AstraZeneca, and the Janssen & Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines. So that's how they want to move with it.
And they say it's safe.
Listen, man, ain't nothing safe. Everything, you know what I mean? Yo, you use your phone every day. You know, they say the Wi-Fi and the Bluetooth, you know, shrinking your brains and things. Everything is harming us. I just want to live long enough to go to Mars. I just want to live long enough to go to Mars.
I'm with you on that, bro.
So for years now, you know, we've always said Montreal is 514. And then, you know, then we got the 438. We're like, okay, this is okay. Montreal will get a new 263 area code next year. Now, let me open up here. Who picked the new area code? Why is it 263? I felt 514 was such us, but is that ingrained in us somehow? 263 will be the new area code. So no existing numbers will change, but the 514 and the 438 codes are expected to run out of phone numbers blocks to assign in 2024. So to say a little bit before 2024, we're going to run out of 514 and 438. So the new ones, what are you laughing for? They got to give you, they have to give you a new area code.
New pandemic, new area codes, new.
Every couple years we got pandemic. New. Yeah, so we're going to get 263. So it's the third area code for the Montreal area. So over the next year, the telephone service companies will reconfigure their systems, including things like payphones and 911 call centers, and test them to ensure the new area code works.
Payphones still exist?
I was just about to say that. I don't even know who's still using a payphone. It's like it's like way beyond me. Valley Plante, our new mayor, one of the, I guess, platform she ran on was, you know, environment, and rightfully so. We're in a bad place. Climate change is very important. So Quebec to fund majority of $5 billion electric bus purchase. So now we're getting some electric buses here, Maddie.
Nice. I like that vibes. That vibes?
No, I like that vibes. I still don't know where the money's coming from, but I like the vibes. So Quebec will fund the lion's share of $5 billion purchase of electric buses. Premier François Legault made the announcement Wednesday at the COP26, the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Scotland. One of my dreams, DJ Maddie, is to go to one of these climate change things. That's one of my dreams in life.
I'm down for it, man. If it's there, man, we could get a free pass to go to it. Yo, I'm so down, because just to experience it, the climate change thing, yo, it should be, like, amazing.
Yes, for sure. Sorry, I had to get up and get the live going. You can catch us live on the YouTube, on the Facebook, The Morning Detour. So the logo said the Quebec government will pay $3.65 billion of the contract. So, yo, that's almost half. That's a little bit more than half of the $5 billion, with the rest coming from the federal government and transportation companies. So I feel electric buses, that's good. We're going in the right direction. We got to protect our planet. It's not for us. It's going to be for our kids and our kids' kids, right? Yeah. How do you feel about this, Manny? Tourisme Montréal sponsors Rural to try help rejuvenate downtown. Because apparently downtown needs some rejuvenation.
Downtown need a brush up.
So the mural includes images of the Olympic Stadium, Place Ville-Marie, the Jacques Cartier Bridge, and Notre Dame Basilica, right? So Tourism Montreal is hoping a mural on the side of a building at the corner of Stanley and St. Catherine Street will help sell downtown Montreal as an attractive location. I'm going to quote François Bouchard, manager of the corporate communication for Tourism Montreal. He said, it adds to the urban landscape of downtown by bringing some colors.
Ain't no lie, because look right now what they did on St. Laurent and St. Catherine. Look how beautiful that section was. You know what I mean?
Did you not feel downtown was beautiful before? Did you not think downtown was beautiful before?
Downtown was awesome, but now as they modernize it, it's going to make you feel more comfortable.
We're getting a little brush up. You know, as well with the American border opening up a couple weeks ago. Start getting more of our down south guests now. But Montreal's always been a sexy city. I've been to a lot of places around the world. Montreal has this very unique look. Yeah, man, you gotta be proud to be from the 514.
We got a classic park, which is like the old time, you know, old Montreal. We got Mount Royal. You go up, look over the whole side of Montreal. We have so much different things. Trust me, we're on top.
Wild story. When I saw it earlier this week, I was like, what the hell's going on? So a mother and twin daughters are reported missing in Longueuil. What the hell's going on? So hear this, Maddie. And I apologize if I don't say her name properly. So Claudine Renonica Kajabika, I'm just going to say her first name. Claudine and twins Florence and Florentine were reported missing on Tuesday. Longueuil police are asking for the public's help to find a mother and her two daughters. So police said the mother and the daughters are traveling by public transit and could be anywhere between Quebec and Manitoba. But that's a pretty wide search space.
Yeah.
They could be anywhere between Quebec and Manitoba. The mother, Veronica, is 48 years old and of Congolese origin. She's about 1 meter, 60 centimeters tall, 5 feet 2 inches, and weighs about 80 kilograms, which is about 175 pounds. Her daughters are both about 5 feet tall and weigh about 65 pounds. So anyone with information is urged to call 911. Mother and two daughters missing. They could be between Montreal and Manitoba. Really sad news. And when I saw this pop up, I'm like, where was the Amber Alert? Where was the Amber Alert? I didn't see no Amber Alert for life. Did you see something over that?
I ain't hear nothing. I ain't see nothing.
Weird story. Two men found dead in a Montreal apartment in Côte des Neiges. What is going on in the streets? We are turning into Baltimore. I just don't know if Valley Plaza is the best mayor if Montreal goes into a real state of emergency. So Quebec Police Watchdog says it's launched an investigation after two men were found dead in a Montreal apartment early this week. The Bureau des Enquêtes Indépendantes says Montreal police received a call about 12:30 a.m. about a suspected armed assault in an apartment building in Côte des Neiges, a residential borough in the western part of the city. So the Bureau says officers allegedly saw a man with a knife who hid in one of the units when they arrived. It says Montreal police later heard a person moaning from inside. The two men, aged 39 and 45, were found unconscious in the apartment and were later pronounced dead. What? Yo, listen, man, it's crazy, man. We're losing too much people out here, man.
Yo, just, you know what I mean? You gotta give the family that support, you know, for what's going on in this world.
Someone just hit me up, said the mother's probably running from an abusive husband. They ain't sharing that. Boy, we got some tough listeners. Let me switch the energy a little bit. More than 10,000 shoppers turned out for opening of new Black Wall Street market in Atlanta.
Love it.
New Black Wall Street in Atlanta?
Love it.
You know Atlanta's beautiful, right? Yo, Atlanta's so crazy. The police chief, the head of the hospital's all Black. The mayor's Black. Like, most Black millionaires live in Atlanta.
When's the next flight?
DJ Matty want to DJ at Magic City. You know where he's going with it. Listen, I'll be at the Waffle House. That's where I'll be at. Waffles and chicken is the best combination of all time. So, more than 10,000 shoppers turned out for the opening of the new Black Wall Street market in Atlanta. So after months of delay, the new Black Wall Street market in Stonecrest, Georgia, welcome. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Someone's trying. No, someone's calling the CKT live. This guy said, hold on. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, good morning. I know we're taking calls this morning. You want to add to a story?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that the mother and twins, they were found in Ontario.
Oh, they found them. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Listening and informing. So they found them. Okay, you know, glory be to God, man. That's good. Thank you for that.
No problem. No worries.
No, we're going to play some vibes for you this morning. Thanks. That's what's up. We interactive now. That's what's up. Man, that's great. They found them. You know what I mean? Listen, but we doing too much news. I need a full staff of like 45 people. I messed up the Sean Connery last week. I apologize for that, Montreal, man. He died last year. Man, it's crazy over here. So, Black Wall Street, Stonecrest, Georgia, welcomed about 10,675 people on its opening day. The Black Wall Street building occupies a former 125-square-foot Super Target building. They took a Target away, Maddie, for this. That's crazy. Across from Stonecrest Mall, about 60 miles east of Atlanta's downtown, the market stands as a 21st-century homage to the original Black Wall Street that was destroyed by white mobs in Tulsa, Oklahoma, 100 years ago. And you know the shame about that is that they don't even talk about that in school. They make it seem like Black history is just like we started at slavery and that's it. We didn't do no accomplishment. We didn't invent the GPS and all those other things.
Right?
Yeah.
Richmond Hill had a lot of...
Yeah, Richmond Hill's right. Richmond Hill's dope. But they got to talk about Wall Street, man. We had our own sustainable economy within the Black community and they came and burned it down. If you don't know about the Black Wall Street, man, we're going to learn you today. Weird story coming out of Ontario. Ontario's just different, man. Toronto and Montreal is like Philly and New York. It's like, you know, we all family, but it's a little bit different. So listen to this, Maddie. Police search for 90K worth of condoms allegedly stolen along with a truck and trailer. They stole the whole condom truck. The whole condom truck is just gone. I don't know what Astro World Festival, I don't know what Coachella they're preparing for, because we don't have festivals like that much in Canada like that. But yeah, 90K worth of condoms allegedly stolen along with truck and trailer. It was in the Zora Township of Ontario, Canada. I don't even know what the Zora Township is in Ontario. You know, the newspaper's trying to be funny. They say they're calling it a condom caper. These guys are wild. So, provincial police say a truck and a trailer containing $90,000 worth of condoms were allegedly stolen early last Friday morning. So, that's crazy. The Zora Township. But you really got to ask yourself, right? Okay. You know, you see mom movies and stuff like that. Okay, you steal $90,000 worth of condoms. So, my first thing is like, okay, so how are you going to offload that? Like, are you going to the Walmart and the Price Choppers in Ontario? Be like, yo, listen, but where are you selling the condoms, Maddie? Are you going to Price Choppers and you're saying, listen, I got it for $2, two cents on the dollar? Like, what are you telling them? Like, what have you been telling them at that point, right? So, that's crazy, man. Montreal, my city, keep a lock. Coming up a little bit before 8 o'clock, Jam of the Week, Trey Lamont. Play it up. Trey Lamont got to come sit down and cross for me, man. We got to do the running awards. He got to do more than detail. We got to see what he's about. You know, DJ Matty, hit him with this, man. What should we do this morning? We got a lot of new music. You know, hit him with that Jeremiah Strokes. Hit him with that Jeremiah Strokes, and then we'll back it out with that Chris Brown, Under the Influence. That's how we doing things, man. The Morning Detour. We interactive. You catch us live. We on the YouTube, The Morning Detour. We on the Facebook. Things are happening. We're coming to you live from DG Kick, 6714 Fielding. This is the best morning show in the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all the listeners around the city. I'm getting you guys ready under God's gray skies.
Nobody's this hype.
Only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
The Morning Detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
This that new. Jeremiah Strokes. You know how we do things. It's the Morning Detour. We on Fridays.
Molly.
Hey, listen, Maddie, you got to take it easy on them. You got to take it easy on them. People got to go to work, Maddie. You got to take it easy on them, man. We doing the best R&B. November 28th, DJ Maddie, Moon Chaser, 928 Agency, Rhythm and Brunch. Oh, man. This is how we bring vibes in the morning. Let go. I mean, I just want to talk to her a little bit. You know what I mean? Sometimes a woman comes to your life and they influence you. They move you different. Nothing's better than Montreal women. The best drug. Let's go.
Fucking Robitussin. I don't know how this shit got me.
We on Fridays. The Guardians of the Galaxy. You can catch us at Rhythm and Brunch on November 28th. is going down. Tickets available. Check our link, The Morning Detour. I want to influence you, baby. Chris Brown, talk to them. Let's go.
Fucking Robitussin. I don't know how this shit got me lazy right now, yeah. Can't do Percocets on my leg. I'm turning one and trying to live it up here. Right. Baby, yeah. Ride it, yeah. Bring it up to my place.
You know what I'm saying? When I hear Chris, I just want... I'm so jealous. I just want to do all the dance moves, Maddie. Pull me back, Maddie. Pull me back. I just want to do all the dance moves. I wish I could dance like Usher, like Chris Brown, like Omarion. I just want to pump my chest. I just want to talk to my city. Whether you're in the 514, the 438, or 263, we are all Montrealers. It's The Morning Detour. It's the premier morning show. We on Fridays.
Can't do Percocets on my leg. I'm turning one and trying to live it up here. Right. Baby, yeah. Ride it, yeah. Bring it up to my place. And you be like, baby, who cares? Well, I know you care. Bring it up to my place.
Yes. Big up to all the mans I'm on the block. DG Kicks, 6714 Fielding. We're coming to you live. Big up to all the man them. Faithfully, every Friday, they come out around this time. They're on the corner, listening, vibing to the joints. We appreciate everybody in the city. It's The Morning Detour. Let it go.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back to The Morning Detour. Now, this next person I'm bringing onto the stage, she's a colleague of mine. She's an international broadcaster, DJ superstar. She even does events. About a year and a half ago, she invited me to Vancouver on her radio show, The Urban Renewal Project, for, I think at that time, was her 6th or 7th anniversary. I don't know. She's been doing a lot of anniversaries.
Hey.
But yep. In a couple weeks, is it your 8th or 9th we're coming into now? I feel like
we're coming into 9th.
Oh,
nine.
Boy. You know, number 10, we got to do that on the water in Vancouver.
Oh, friend of the boat ride.
Friend of the show. She's holding down hip-hop on the West Coast, Vancouver zone. Mrs. DJ Denise. How you doing, queen?
Woo. I'm good. I'm chilling. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. This is amazing to talk to you again. We had a little chat. You know, we chat it up. We chop it up every so often. And
yeah.
It's extra nice to be on your show again. Listen, I love it.
I love having you on the show. You know,
Woo! I have few colleagues in this country, and I definitely consider you a colleague in this hip hop thing, this broadcasting thing, and you're holding down the West Coast. But let's open up here. URP, Urban Renewal Project. Yes. For those that don't know, let people know what that is, because that's like the morning detour of Vancouver. It is the hip hop show of Vancouver. You are the pulse of the city. Tell the people real quick. I know you've been on the show before. Real quick, how did you get started, and what does URP mean to you?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So URP, it started in 2012. I started, a friend of mine, actually, she was like, yo, Denise, I know you're into hip hop. You love music. And she was like, there's a spot opening up at Vancouver Co-op Radio. Would you like to take over the show? It's 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Can you fill that? And I was like, oh, okay. I see you, girl. I can do that. So, yeah, from there, ever since then, it's just been me looking at all of our artists, you know, it's changed over the years, but I was focused on Vancouver when I first started the show, and I expanded to making sure that I talked to all Canadian artists. Like, I want to make sure that our Canadian artists, that our Black and Indigenous artists are getting some shine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Boy, yes.
Listen, a tall order you've had indeed. Do you ever feel a certain sense of pressure, you know, you being, because, you know, I feel it somewhat too, you know, being at the helm of the Morning Detour in terms of representation. A lot of people are looking at you as the representation of hip-hop. Like, whoever you put on, you know, you basically say, these are the people that's popping right now. Do you ever feel a certain sense of pressure for the position that you hold right now?
Yes, exactly. Because it's, oh my gosh, there's so many people that I might not showcase or shine. And it doesn't mean that I'm not feeling them. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just so much going on. It's hard to keep your pulse on every single thing. You know what I mean?
DJ Denise, you ain't got to tell me, man. The amount of emails of music and stuff I got to read through and research. I ain't trying to diss nobody. We're going through a lot over here.
Exactly.
So coming up on your 9th anniversary, URP Urban Renewal Project, you have an event going on. So I want you to talk to the people, because even though we on different coasts, we got this thing called the virtual thing. We got this thing called the internet. So we can still connect. We still help each other. And more importantly, what a lot of people don't know, you and I were both on community stations. You know, we both put our own money in to do a lot of projects, to kickstart a lot of things. Because one, the station doesn't have no money for things. Right? Like, you know, we have a big appetite. We try to do million-dollar videos. But also, too, we could only move as much as the community, as much as people donate to us and aid us in our quest of just putting out great hip-hop shows. So let people know what you have going on for URP's 9th anniversary in Vancouver.
Yeah, so the 9th anniversary party, what I decided, last year we did a virtual event, and we're gonna kind of stick with the same idea, but now that people are vaccinated, we're actually able to gather, and there's no limit on how many people we can get together. So I planned I've got a friend who owns a house out in White Rock, so we're gonna go rent out. Yeah, we're gonna rent out the basement suite.
I'm flying right in. I'm going from the airport, and I don't normally move like this. So I'm gonna take my shower right before I take the plane to the West Coast. I'm going from the airport straight to the event, because I know when Weezy come in the building, it's a whole different situation.
Yeah, it's a whole different situation. Yeah, so we got an Airbnb spot where we're keeping it nice and funky. We're gonna go live. I've got a couple artists. Even Toronto's been reaching out at me too. They've been like, "Yo, we want to touch a mic too, Denise. We're flying out too." And I'm like, "Okay, I see you." So yeah, we got spots for some Toronto people. We're ready to welcome you back again, Wizzy. We'd love for you to hold a mic for us. Yeah. You know? And we got it. That's the plan. And like I said, like you said, community radio does not have enough money for us. What we got to do. So what I'm doing is I'm collecting sponsorships right now, leading up to the event. Mm-hmm. And if you go to the URP radio page on Instagram, you can actually donate right from the page in the link tree. There's all kinds of ways. You know, we got sponsorship. We actually got Patreon. I started a Patreon page.
Okay, so you guys upgraded. Listen, we're gonna throw the link up there on the Detour 514, up there on the Facebook, up there on our IG, URP. You know what I mean? You know, I consider you guys, you know, a sister station, a sister show. Where, you know, we're not many hip hop shows in this country, and it's a beautiful thing that we're able to know each other and connect and fly to each other's city and do this hip hop thing. But I'm going to come out. I'm going to come out, man. You know, I'm down with Urban Renewal Project. I like the West Coast. I'm going to come out and support. But aside of that,
thank you.
You've been very active online. You've been doing a lot of interviews, reaching out to a lot of artists across the country. What else do you have coming up in the year, in the months to come with URP? What can we expect? What's in the works?
God. Yeah, man. Well, we were talking a little while back, too. I actually got syndicated. So the URP actually is playing in Manitoba. Like, hey. So yeah, we got Sunday nights from 12 a.m. till 2 a.m. at the umfm.com. If you want to go check it out right now, you'll see some URP like old shows on there too. So it's really cool how we're getting the syndication popping, and that just happened by accident. Actually, the program director from the station messaged me on Instagram, and they were like, "Yo, we'd love to put your show on our radio station. Can we do that?" And I was like, "Let's do it.
Let's do it for sure." That's what part of the game. You know, I was super just like, "Yes, okay." Denise has the blueprint. Anyways, we gonna chop it up in person when I come to Vancouver.
Yeah,
I'm telling you guys right now. I told my boy Rockin' them in Vancouver. As I touched down, I'm going to Lucy's. I need my steak and eggs from Lucy's and my extra white toast. I'm going to Lucy's. Listen, I love Vancouver.
Shout out.
I feel last time I was in Vancouver was kind of like an appetizer. This time is the full meal. I'm bringing all the conversation. I'm bringing all the fire. It's going to be a beautiful thing, man. URP, yes. Urban Renewal Project, 9th year anniversary. The DJ Denise, let them know one more time how they can contribute, how they can help, and what they can expect at your event.
Oh my God, they will expect to see artists from across the country, all of Canada. We've got tribute videos coming in right now as we speak from artists that we've interviewed in the past. We're going to have a live virtual event, so you'll see some of those tribute videos while you're watching this anniversary virtual showcase. So go add yourself onto our Twitch account at URP Radio. We'll also go live on YouTube, and we'll be live on Facebook at the same time. I figured out the multi-stream situation. Yeah, if you only have Facebook, you see us
we
on
got
Facebook.
It all
if you
don't covered. Have
YouTube, yeah,
we got it all covered.
We got you. So yes, you get to see a live event. You'll see performances. You'll see people. I've got a wonderful host as well. I got to shout out Kieran. She's jumped on board. She's a host for me now. She jumps out. She's the face of URP Radio now.
Now you're in the background. You should have lead off the interview with that. You should have lead. Like, Weezy, I became a station and program director. I'm in the back now. I put in somebody. You should have lead off the interview with that. I know you're stepping back from the mic.
I get to step back and just direct now. So it's like that now.
Okay, watch you. Look at you. You directed. I'm going to call you the director. Well, I can't wait to meet her. I will come in town. So if I don't make it to the actual event, I will be there at the after party. So if you're in Vancouver, if you're in Montreal, and you fly to Vancouver around that time, let them know the dates one more time, Denise, as well. I think we shout out the date. We just talked about
it. We
even do dates on this.
Damn, we got to get it correct. Yes, December 2nd. And East Coast, it'll be online at 8 p.m. till, I think, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then it's going to 5 p.m. till 8 p.m. Yes. Pacific Standard Time. Let me get my Pacifics together. Because I've been doing that East Coast, West Coast thing. So I know the time difference.
You'll be boxing around. But I will definitely be there for the after parties to let people know, you know what I'm saying? I know. So are you going to DJ at the after party? Because you know me, I only go behind big names now. Don't be throwing me out. Don't put me behind someone that's new to the ones and twos. If you're going to spin, I'm bringing my own mic. I'm going to bring my own mic.
Bring your own mic. You got the wireless?
I'm going to bring my things, man. Maddie got me, man. I'm going to come equipped, man.
That's what's up. Okay, good. Yeah, no, I got you.
URP, 9 years in the game. You know, they say consistency breeds envy. You guys are definitely a staple in hip-hop programming. I feel honored that I know you, DJ Denise. You're doing great things. Vancouver, East Coast, West Coast, salute. Thank you for being on the Morning Detour. Give them the Instagram one more time. You could donate. You could participate. The event's on December 2nd, URP Urban Renewal Project, 9th year anniversary. Yours truly, Weezy Moonchaser. I'll be flying into Vancouver. It's going to be a festive weekend. Y'all going to see. I'm going to shut the Instagram down on the West Coast.
Hey!
Give them the IG one more time, DJ Denise.
At URP Radio. Very nice and simple. All platforms.
Syndicated radio too. I let them know. You don't know.
Syndicated radio now. And hit us up on Spotify too. At URP Radio. We've got a playlist there. We want to make sure people are adding, liking, you know, sharing, making sure that new artists, hit us up. We want to put you on our Spotify list.
All that good stuff. DJ Denise, I appreciate you. Thank you for always being on The Morning Detour.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal. Yeah. This is our jam of the week. Trey Lamont. Play it up. Boy to boy can sing, boy. Hey!
Don't play it up. Don't say that shit when you know you don't give a fuck.
Yeah! Maddie, hold on! can't play this like regular music. Hold on, hold on. Before you drop it. Before you drop it, Maddie.
CKT 90.3 FM.
Yo, let's be clear about something. When I play a jam of the week, when I feature a Montreal artist, I'm only going to bring out the best of the best. For a long time, this brother's been shutting down this R&B thing in the city. This dude could really, really sing. DJ Matt, you know how I feel about dudes that could sing. It's kind of different. This that new Trey Lamont. This that Play It Up. It's the Morning Detour Jam of the Week. Let's go. You know how we do things. Yeah. We on Fridays. Y'all got to play it up. Yeah. I see you, Trey. Yeah. Big things. Bunch of artists. Let's go.
Don't play it up. Don't say that shit when you know you don't give a fuck. Give you my heart, give you my all, give you my trust. That's just a dub, focused on this money. A couple bees talking about me, but it's honey. Don't say that shit when you know you don't give a fuck. Give you my heart, give you my all, give you my trust. That's just a dub, focused on this money. A couple bees talking about me, but it's honey. Real talk, baby, I don't need no company. It all on my own, it's funky. It took some time, but I seen that shit coming. Like a 6'4", how that bitch jumping. She got a friend too, tell that bitch jumping. She came with an extra one, I got them all coming. Eyes clear, shawty need a plumber. It's like she tryna take me back like 5 summers. Beach house popping, got me running through a hard pack of my robbers. I was with a phone chick. Tryna discover, smoke a whole pound and giving out thunder. Mama won't be proud of that, but she gon' be proud of this. When I got my hustler, the plug gave me my starter kit. Now when I flex, don't pardon it. I shot my shot and silenced it. Wanted you to know from the door what type of time it is. Don't play it up. Don't say that shit when you know you don't give a fuck. Give you my heart, give you my all, give you my trust. That shit's a dub, focused on this money. Couple bees talking about me, but it's honey. Don't say that shit when you know you don't give a fuck. Give you my heart, give you my all, give you my trust. That shit's a dub, focused on this money. A couple bees talking about me, but it's honey. But I ain't wanna get at you. All I've been saying, that's cool, waiting to make my move. I walk it out with two. Now you wanna boo boo. I left you a blue clue. Disconnect the Bluetooth.